We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa co-head football coach Brad Chemnitz. And Coach, last night your guys' team traveling to Harris Lake Park. And first, Coach, let's talk about the weather. It feels like Iowa high school football weather last night with the wind chills near the 30s. How was the weather in Lake Park last night?
You know, it wasn't bad. You know, it first started off pregame, was kind of rainy, you know, right by the lake there. And the wind was a little bit bad right before game, but after that it kind of calmed down, and it was a nice night. You know, it wasn't terrible, and you know it's probably been one of the best last games we've had for temp wise in the last couple of years.
Yeah, you guys traveling to the Iowa Great Lakes and Harris Lake Park, able to get past you last night, Coach. What did Harris Lake Park do right to be able to defeat the North Iowa Bison last night?
You know, defensively, yeah, they were stout up front. You know, they're quick to the ball. Our kids fly around, and you know, offensively, we knew we had to try to get, you know, the ball into our best guys' hands. You know, if it was a running back or the wide receiver, you know, our quarterback's hands, just try to find some space with these guys and get up front, get our linemen moving. But we kind of struggled, you know, a little bit up front, trying to, you know, stay on our blocks a little bit, you know, we kind of struggled, you know, rushing the ball. But offensively, you know, we threw the ball around a little bit more than we did.
Coach, talk about your offense a little bit last night. You guys were able to get into the end zone, so some positives. What did you guys see right?
You know, we just tried moving Noah hopping around. You know, we did a lot of motions, trying to get him some space, try to get him going quicker, you know, get him past the defense as fast as we could, and you know, letting our quarterback just kind of throw it up to him and him and go and get it, and he finished off the rest.
Coach, I know not the season you guys were looking for in August, now looking ahead here in October, but got to be some positives throughout the year for the North Iowa Bison.
Throughout the year, you know, we played a lot of close games, and you know, we knew coming in if we didn't really stay healthy, we're probably going to struggle in a few games. But, you know, we came out. You know, the first couple weeks, we played really tough the first couple quarters. You know, we just couldn't put four quarters together. You know, towards the end of the year, we got better. We were able to put more quarters together and play tough and play some physical football and finally get all our numbers back. And you know, these seniors that we had this year, you know, the five of them, they played a lot of ball for us. You know, I don't think they came off the field much this year.
Coach, the state will give you guys an opportunity to play a Week 9 game. If you so choose, will the Bison be playing a Week 9 game, or will they be ending their season?
You know, we're probably just going to end our season. You know, the worst part about playing 8-man, you know, you got a lot of teams that are far away. You know, you really don't want to play the teams that you played already. You know, you want to play something different, but, you know, you start looking at that, you're looking at a 3 to more than a 3-hour bus ride, and you know, it gets to be a pretty long bus ride for these kids.
Well, Coach, I know we hit on some of this a couple of weeks ago when you guys had senior night, but what has these seniors and the whole team in general, what have they meant to the program and meant to you as a coach?
It meant a lot. You know, these kids were close this year. You know, they worked their tails off in the off season in the weight room, you know, camp. You know, they really came together, really put stuff together. You know, they're just, you know, passionate about the game, you know, really cared. We got, you know, a lot of kids that, you know, love the game of football. It's just, we, you know, we struggle in a few spots, you know, getting the numbers out. But, you know, I think in the future, I think we're going to, you know, our numbers are going to increase, and I think it's going to be huge for us.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking some time with us all season long. We really appreciate it, and we'll wish the Bison the best of luck in the off season, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
Yes, thanks, Darren, for everything.
That's North Iowa co-head football coach Brad Chemnitz.